You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're going to read together Romans chapter 1, verse 14, 15, and 16. Romans 1, 14 through 16. Let's remain seated today, and we'll begin in verse 14. Let's pause at the commas, the semicolons, periods. Let's stay together. Ready? Begin. I am debtor. Prayer. Father, I thank you for the people of God that have made a determination in their life to come to the house of God on this first day of the week. I thank you that they're willing to start the first day of the week in your house. May their effort this morning not be in vain. Thank you for the music today. We thank you for the specials. Thank you for the choir, that empty tomb. We're thankful that he arose from the dead. And God, I pray for your blessing now upon the preaching of the Word of God. May it not fall on deaf ears is my prayer. I pray that we would have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. In Jesus' name, amen. 51 years ago, I was on staff at a church. It was listed in a book as one of the 10 fastest growing churches in America. And the pastor called me about 7:10. I think I was supposed to be, someone was supposed to be on the radio at 7:30. I think that was the time. But it gave me about 20 minutes notice. I was a low man on the totem pole. I was the bus driver of the school, so every day I'd go down to Gilroy and pick up riders and bring them in and to school. And I was janitor and I was music director and I did everything around there. But he called and he said, "Brother Jack." I said, "Yes." And they said, "You're on the broadcast in 20 minutes. I about had a heart attack. I'd only preached two times, once in Rockville, Illinois, and one other time at the other church in San Jose. And I only preached two times in my life. And I was scared to death. I said, "Pastor, get the associate pastor." And he said, and I forget what happened. I think he broke his arm or something. He has broken his arm. They're mending that up or whatever. And I said, "Well, get the youth pastor, Brother Barry. He can do it." And he says, "No, Barry can't do it. He's sick and he can't do it." I said, "Then," and I went through, and he said, "I'm asking you to do that, and we're wasting time." I said, "I don't know what to do. I don't have any idea what to do." He says, "Go to my office, call the radio station. They'll tell you what to do. And you've got about 17 minutes left." Man, I'm scared to death. I got to the office, it was about 5 minutes away. I had maybe about 12 minutes left. I called the station and I said, "My name is Jack Treiber. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm on the broadcast today." I think it was a 30-minute broadcast, two songs, and then you taught. That's a long time when you have nothing to say. I mean, I had literally nothing to say. I believe it was that morning earlier, I believe it was that day, that God gave me this text. The I Am's, chapter 1, verse 14. I am debtor. You see it there? Say it together. I am. And verse 15. I am ready. Say it together. I am ready. First one. I am. Second one. And the third one's verse 16. I am not ashamed. Now, you have seen that, but I had never seen that. And all through college and my ministry and assistant pastor, and I saw, I am not ashamed. Say it together. I am not ashamed. Three I ams. Say them together. I am ready. I am not ashamed. Oh, I said, I think I'm going to speak on that. Yeah. And I spoke on it, and believe it or not, Brother Remus, I spoke the whole time. I said, I'd like to do this, Brother Carl, all my life. God was working in my life. I want to look at the first one this morning. I am debtor to the wise and to the unwise. I am, look what he says in verse number 14. I am debtor both to the Greeks and the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. What is a debt? I am debtor. Debt is the word bondage. All of us in this room are in bondage. We're in bondage for a house payment, a car payment, this payment or that payment, but we're in bondage. And the word bondage also, there's twofold. If you look it up in Webster's Dictionary or Vine's Expository, you'll find that it not only means bondage, but it means slavery. We work all month long because we're slaving to pay our bills. Now, I'm grateful I don't have a car payment. I decided several years ago I'm not going to have a car payment. And so I saved money and saved money and saved money and bought a car. I don't have a car payment. I have a house payment. It's the only slavery, the only bondage I have. But every month, and I'm happy to announce that things are looking up on my house payment. By age 99, Brother Jose, I'll have it paid off. So I'm staying around because I need a paycheck to pay that bondage I'm under. I am debtor. I'm in debt. And that's what I think of the state of Washington. Is the leading state to be in debt. $180,000 per person, they're all in debt. So if you have a family of five, you're about $1 million in debt. That's the debt. Followed by Washington, followed by Colorado, $154,000. Followed by the great state of California, $148,000. Every person in this room is in debt $148,000 in this state of California. I think of Hawaii, $147,000. And number five, Utah. All western part of the United States. $138,000. A debt is a slavery. You know, in colonial America, a man in the motherland in England would gather men together and say, now, men, you and your wife and your family, I will take you to a beautiful place called America. But in order to get there, I'll pay your fare. You will then be a slave. Both black and white, Chinese, you name it, but whatever it is, you'll be a slave to me. You'll work in my gardens, you'll work in my yards, you'll work in my fields until you pay the debt. When you pay the debt, then you're free. And by the scores, people lined up. They said, I'll be willing to be in debt to come to America. And every one of them came legally. The Bible says in verse 14, I am debtor. Paul, what are you in debt? What are you in debt for? Well, I'm debtor to both the Greeks and the barbarians, to the wise, to the unwise. Yesterday was our soul winning clinic. And that soul winning clinic was packed out. The gymnasium, the bleachers, the lower floor, chairs were set everywhere, was packed out. What a church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, some of you could not come. You were working. Some of you didn't even know about it. And I understand that. But I'm talking about hundreds and 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 hundreds of people there for 3 hours learning how to win a soul to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because all of us in this room are in debt. I'm a slave. I'm in bondage to people. That's what I'm in. I'm a slave. I'm not a slave for a car or for a gadget. I'm a slave to people. I have something they need. But God says, but you're in debt, Jack Treiber. I'm in debt to give the gospel to the wise, to the unwise. Every single person on planet Earth has a soul. And every person on the sound of my voice, whether you're listening around this country in every state or all the countries that listen this morning are in this room. All of us that are saved are in debt to the people around us. There are 8 billion people on planet Earth. We're told that 98% have never been born again. Of 8 billion people, 98% claim I've never been born again. That's why we send missionaries. Brother Preville, that's why we sent you. We cannot go to the jails. But God has opened up the door in state after state, but especially the state of California, like never before in the history of fundamentalism, an old time religion. God has never opened the doors like he has under that man's ministry. And the doors have been wide open, and he goes in and he holds services, and they can house 40 people in a room, and all of a sudden 80 prisoners are showing up, or 120 are showing up everywhere he's going, and they move it out to the yard, and it's freezing cold or it's very hot. And they said, it doesn't matter. We want to hear. And scores every single day are getting saved. There's a man who's in debt. I cannot go to the prison. I don't have a clearance to go. I can go visit the jails around here, and I can do that. But I cannot get to the prisons of the state of California. I cannot get to the prisons in Utah and other states like he can. But he goes and he teaches and he preaches. And I tell you, there's a hunger this world has never ever seen in the prisons behind all the faces that live there. Every young man, every lady, every boy, every man that's there, every old man has a spiritual condition that they're lost and on their way to a Christless eternity in hell. I think those prison bars are something, well, that's nothing compared to a place called hell. You see, every person in this room is born a slave to sin. No one had to teach you to sin. No one had to teach you to lie. No one had to teach you to cheat. My Bible says, in sin did my mother conceive me. The wages of sin is death. For by one man sin entered into this world, and death, there's a consequence, death by sin. So death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Every person, D.L. Moody said, has an S or an L on their forehead. They're saved or they're lost. 98% of this world is lost. You didn't hit a traffic jam coming to Sunday school church this morning. You'll never hit a traffic jam going to church, because people are not thinking about church today. They're thinking about the snow. They're thinking about the mountains. They're thinking about the malls. They're thinking about the sports arenas. They're thinking about everything but Jesus Christ. And that's the person they need in their life, Jesus Christ. He's the answer. So Paul says, I'm in debt. I owe you and you and you and you. What would happen? What would happen if all of us would leave here and say, I'm in debt to these people. I'm in debt to that person behind the counter that's going to serve me today. I'm in debt to this person here that serves me at my table today. I'm in debt to this person, that person. What if all of us had an urgency about us that every single person we talk to undoubtedly is lost and on their way to hell? I passed a track yesterday morning. I think it was yesterday morning. It's a young girl. They were busy, but at a coffee shop. And early before the sun was up, I passed that tractor, and I wish I could say she got saved. She did not. But she got warned that there's a hell and there's a heaven. And every boy and every girl and every man and every woman is going to be confronted. Am I born again? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. You're not going to believe in Muhammad and get to heaven. You're not going to believe in Confucius and get to heaven. You're not going to believe in the church or religion and get to heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm in debt to these people. I'm in debt to the wise. I'm a debt to the unwise. I'm a debt to the Jew. I'm in debt to the Korean. I'm in debt to the Vietnamese. I'm in debt to the Korean. I'm in debt to the Brazilians. I'm in debt to the Hispanics. That's why we go out and reach folks for Christ. That's why we run the buses up here to the bus kids. That's why we picked up 1.6 million boys and girls that have ridden the buses to church in these 50 years. That's why we're going to have 10,000 in church on Easter Sunday this year. Because there's a God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was buried, and he rose again. That is the gospel. I'm in debt to everybody. I'm in debt to the people in Peru that are in our area. We have 7 languages now that the gospel is being preached in 7 different tongues this morning in our ministry. We're getting 3 more. That's going to take us up to 10. But you know, through our website, there's over about 130 languages that you can listen to in your own tongue in our website. And in your own tongue, hear how to be saved and to be born again. Over 130 languages where you just click the button and you want to hear it in Iranian, then you just push that button and you can hear it. You want to hear it in Peruvian, you can hear it. You want to hear it in Portuguese, you can hear it. Thank God that there are people that say, I'm in debt, I'm going to get the gospel out. I'm in debt. That means personal bondage. I am personally in debt to the wise, to the unwise, to the barbarian, and to the Greek. I'm in debt because all men are sinners. Look at verse number 15. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. The good news is the word gospel. It means good news. This is good news. All religions of the world, you do this, you do this, you do this. You go confession, you get baptized, you give money, and your good can outweigh your bad, and you're going to make it. That's not the Bible. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I'm in debt to tell the world this. And so I'm ready. Old Jim Tucker. I love Jim Tucker. He's with the Lord. Jim Tucker was just a country old bumpkin. I got his picture in my office, he and his wife, Donna. They're both with the Lord. My father-in-law led him to Christ in 1960. They became good church members in Rockford, Illinois. And Jim Tucker was just never busy about anything. He's just slow as can be. Well, Brother Jack, how about coming to the house and eating some dinner with us? Well, yeah, I'd like to do that. Well, come on out. I'll go out to the garden and pick some fresh vegetables, and Sister Donna will cook them up, and we'll just have a good time together. We're supposed to be working on the buses, Jim. Let's go. We're supposed to be turning wrenches. Well, we'll get to that. I love him, but he would drive me crazy. Jim Tucker, I'd call him and say, "Now, I need you to help me with the buses." He'd always answer the same way. I'm sitting on ready. Hey, Brother Jim, I need you to pick you up and bring you over here. We got a bus we got to work on. I'm sitting on ready. That's what Paul said. I am ready. I'm sitting on ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go preach the gospel. What would happen if this church, every one of us this week, would pass a track every day? Every day, one track, just one track a day. What would happen if all of us just one time this week, tried to win someone to Christ? Amen. See, I don't know what to say. Just tell them, I don't know all the answers. I just got saved myself. But I want to tell you something. When God saved me, and just tell him what happened. Anthony, I can't get over your prayer this morning in Sunday school class. I mean, he's a new Christian, and Brother Andrew said, Anthony, pray for us. He gulped. He gulped again. He gulped three times. Lord. No, he didn't say this, but it was like, Anthony here. It was so refreshing. It was so refreshing, Brother Brandon, to hear a man just pour out his heart to God. That's all you need to do. Are you saved? Do you know Christ is your Savior? Just tell somebody what God did for you. So I don't know all the verses. You don't need to know all the verses. Just tell someone that here's what happened, and I'm in debt to you. I've got to tell you, because I'm a slave to this. I'm in debt. Here's what these people are facing, and I'm out of time, so I'll be done. In verse number 21, because when they knew God, look at verse 21. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made of a corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them unto vile affections. Even their women did change their natural use in that which is against nature. And likewise the men, leaving their natural use toward a woman, burning their lust toward another, one men with men, working that which is unseemly. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, being filled with, watch this, all unrighteousness. Everything that's against God, and fornication, that's immoral relationships with one another, and wickedness, that's evil desire, and full of envy, and covetousness and maliciousness, ill words. I'm malicious is I'm just a troublemaker. I wonder in your family, do you have troublemakers? And full of envy and murder and debate. Debate is contentious. I've got to be fighting a fight. Why do you have to be fighting a fight? Let it go. And deceit, that's crafty. And malignity, that's a depravity of the heart. And whisperers, that's slandering others. And backbiters, talking against one another. Haters of God and despiteful, prideful men. And pride and boasters, pretenders, that's what boasters is. And inventors of evil, I'm a con man. And God says, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers. You can't even shake your hand. And without natural affection, implacable. That's breaking a treaty. And unmerciful, no pity. Who knowing the judgment of God, which commit such things are worthy of death. Only do the same, but have pleasure in doing them. This world is in bondage today. They don't even know it. But I'm in bondage too. I'm in bondage to make sure that every one of you in this room know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today. I'm in debt to you. I'll never get out of debt. Because there are 8 billion people on planet Earth. We have a missionary, I'll close with this. We have a missionary in Mexico City. He might be watching. I would never want to be rude to him, but he's kind of a goofy guy. We support him for 35 years. He's just sort of, I've never had him preach here because he's just different. He doesn't know the language, Spanish, very well, although he's been there 35, 40 years. And he'll stare at you. And he'll stare a hole through you. He'll look at you like these mystical eyes. Are you saved? Do you know Christ? That man's ministry is grown and grown and grown. He built an auditorium. You could place it in the Silicon Valley. This auditorium seats 3,000 people. His auditorium seats 7,500. And he fills it with different groups twice every Sunday morning. He has 15,000 people coming to his church. His son has 2,000 teenagers coming to his church. They have a college, and their college students, he'll hire college students to be soul winners, and that's all they do to work through college. They go soul winning. Every month I'll get a letter from he or his son or his son-in-law or another, and they'll say things like, we had 126,000 people trust Christ this month of January. We were down, but we baptized 2,000. They have a pool up here where 4 and 5 men can baptize all at the same time. I'm going to get in and help a man like that. Spooky as can be. I don't care. He's winning the lost to Jesus Christ. Because he realized I'm in debt. He's got a large family. All of them are serving God as missionaries on the foreign fields. All of them are married now. All his grandkids serving God. I'm in debt to you. Are you saved? Here's what we're going to do. In a moment, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that those that are not recognizing you're in debt will come forward and say, I'm in debt. I'm going to tell someone the good news. I get some tracts out here in the lobby. I'll go give them out this week. I'll get some Bibles this week from this church and pass them out this week. I'm going to do something I'm in debt to all these people. And other folks are going to come and say, I'm not saved. If I die today, I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. And a man will show a man, and a lady will show a lady how to be born again. And I want to ask you to come in just a moment. You'll hear the pianist play. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Our Father, I thank you for the fact that I'm in debt. I'll never get out of debt. I'm in bondage to mankind. And I pray that today that you would save everyone. I'm asking you with our heads bowed and eyes closed, how many Christians will say, Pastor, I am a debtor. I'm in debt. I realize it. I understand it, and I'm going to try to get the gospel to somebody this week. I'm going to try. I may not be good at it, may not succeed for weeks or months or years, who knows, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get the gospel to somebody. Would you slip your hand up? I'm going to try. God bless you. Almost every hand, you may put them down. How many are here without Christ? You're not saved yet, but you want to be saved. Pray for me, Brother Treber, up here in the balcony, the lower floor. Raise your hand, will you? I need to be saved. I know I need to be saved. Would you lift your hand up and let me see your hand? I need to be saved. I rode the bus. God bless you. Who else? I need to get saved. I know I do. I know I do. Father, speak to the hearts of the people in this room that everyone would know that they're saved. And everyone would leave here born again.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.